The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to hour number two of the USAPrepares.com. With us is Jeffrey Deskovic. For those of you who were with us for the first hour, we talked about half of his life that he spent in maximum security prison, convicted of rape and murder of a classmate in high school, a classmate he barely knew. So systematically, through the efforts of the assistant district attorney, detectives, prosecutor, judge, all those cops involved, all those government minions, they systematically applied the pressure and put Jeffrey Deskovic in prison for a crime he did not commit. And we'll talk about how we know that he didn't commit it in just a couple minutes. Jeffrey, you're talking about the public defender, and you're talking about how your attorney, assigned to you by the system, did not introduce the fact that the DNA evidence did not match.
Yeah, he didn't explain that. I mean, the witness testified to that, but the prosecution called him, but my lawyer didn't explain that to the jury. Like he didn't, in his closing, summation, you would want to, for common sense, you'd want to emphasize in your closing argument what the strongest evidence is on behalf of your client, and that clearly was the DNA, except that he didn't do that. But it goes beyond that. I also had an alibi. I was actually playing wiffle ball at the time that the crime happened, but my lawyer never spoke to my alibi witness, nor called him to the trial. Then when it was time for the medical examiner, who was committing this fraud against me, it was time for cross-examination, my lawyer stood up in open court and with a big smile on his face, as if he and the medical examiner were great friends from way back in the day, said to him, "You're going to be pleased to know that I don't have a single question for you." Beyond that, my lawyer never should have represented me in the first place, because this other youth that the prosecution was falsely claiming had sex with the victim, he was also represented by a member of the same public defender office, and then not just any attorney there, but the attorney who was supposed to be supervising him on my case. So that hindered the defense from seeking DNA testing from him or calling him as a witness to explode the whole consensual sex theory. But that's just the players in the system that we've broken down. I want to get to the jury now, Vince. One of the jurors who convicted me, she reached out a couple years ago to my civil rights lawyer, because she had saw the news that, I had been exonerated and released. And she contacted my lawyer, and a couple of the things that we learned from her was, firstly, she thought that she was pretty happy that I had been exonerated and released, because everybody has their seatbelts fastened, right, Vince?
Yeah, we're ready.
She's happy that I was exonerated and released because she did not think that I was guilty. So the obvious question is, and my lawyer thought to ask her this, well, why did you vote guilty then? And she said that she was the last holdout. It was 11 to 1. And that the other jurors were pressuring her. So instead of her standing her ground and continuing to argue, she caved in. But the pressure she was feeling from the other jurors were putting on her also was intimately tied into the fact that the trial was taking place near the Christmas holiday. And the jurors sent a note out to the judge asking, well, if we're not able to come to a decision, will we be sequestered over the holiday? And the judge said yes. And shortly after that, they came back and with the guilty verdict. So she said that the jury didn't want to be sequestered, and so that was why she switched her vote, so everybody could, just get out of there. So they did go home. They went home to their families and Christmas dinner and all that, and I got to come home 16 years later.
Jeffrey, I saw that firsthand in a very, very mild case compared to what you're talking about. I was called for jury duty, and I was in the, there were 13 of us in the back room. And while the prosecutors were figuring out who they were going to throw off, and the guy sitting next to me was drunk as a skunk. This was 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, he was smelled like he was hungover and drunk. And another guy says, hey, I don't care. I don't care what we do. I just want to get out of here. What he was saying was he didn't care. Guilty, innocent, doesn't matter. I just want to get out of here. I saw that firsthand. And when the ultimate jury selection was made, I was thrown off. I was thrown off the jury. I was asked some questions, and I can tell you, I was the only person on the jury of the 13. I was the only one who understood what was going on, and they threw me off by design. So I can understand how this could happen to you, but it's absolutely wrong. These people who don't take jury duty seriously, I hope they understand that it could be them on trial. And they better hope that people understand what's going on in their trial, because what happened to you could happen to them. So, really, you can say no. That idiotic woman should have said no, no, no. I don't care how long it takes. I'm not doing it.
I want to get to the judge also. The day of the sentencing, I begged the judge to overturn the verdict because I was innocent. And I referenced the DNA to support my contention. He actually told me on the record, maybe you are innocent, acknowledging there was a doubt, because how could there not be, considering the DNA didn't match me. Yet that didn't lead him to step up for justice and exercise his discretion by overturning the conviction. He instead took the easy, politically expedient way out, which was to sentence me to a term of imprisonment of 15 to life.
Jeffrey, the judge, the DA, the assistant DA, the prosecutors, the detectives, the cops, they all get paid from the same government. They're all on the same side. Everybody's on the same side except you.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's your turn, Jeffrey. You, when you were in prison, you decided to study the law.
Yes, I did, because I wanted to proactively help myself. So I started going to the law library and learning about the law. I mean, at least that part of the law that pertained to my case. And I got familiar with the criminal procedure law. And I also used to collect and read about as many pieces of literature, we'll call it, for lack of a better term, about other people who were proven innocent and released, because I wanted to know everything about it. Well, who helped them? What route did they take? Everything from soup to nuts. And I was there to kind of fight for my life, basically.
Mm-hmm. And you enrolled in the, or started taking courses at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, right?
That was later. That was after I was released. While I was in prison, besides studying the law, I obtained a GED because my high school career had been interrupted by my wrongful conviction. So I obtained a GED. Then I got an associate's degree from Corning Community College. And then I completed a further year of study towards a bachelor's at Houghton University. But these are all taking place behind the prison wall. But then in 1995, Governor George Pataki became governor of New York, and he decided it would be a good idea to cut the funding of college education for prisoners, while Senator Helms did that on the federal level. And with no funding, all the colleges, save just a couple, all left, and thus I was forced to discontinue my college study while in prison.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, but you did get a degree from John Jay.
When I was released, I got the scholarship from Mercy College. They gave me a scholarship. I finished the bachelor's degree. And last May, I graduated with a master's degree from the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, where I wrote a master's thesis, was on the causes of wrongful conviction and the reforms needed to address those deficiencies in the system.
Okay, and then...
Well, let me discuss the appeals, though, because I lost all seven of my appeals. I'll do this quickly here. But so I went to the appellate division, which is the first court one must go to. My primary issues on appeal were my actual innocence, as demonstrated by the DNA, and my Fifth Amendment rights were violated. The courts, they not only rejected my claims, but they wrote that there was overwhelming evidence of guilt, which I still don't understand that one to this day. They ruled against me 5-0. My lawyer moved to re-argue the case in front of them, but the re-argument motion was denied. I went to the New York State Court of Appeals, the highest court, where you have to obtain permission from the court before they'll agree to hear your case. The Court of Appeals declined to give me permission to appeal to them, saying that there was no merit in law to justify reviewing my case. I went to federal court, and there the problem I ran into was that Congress had passed and the President had signed into law the Anti-Terrorism Effective Death Penalty Act, which in relevant part stated that all state prisoners would have 1 year to file in federal court after being denied by the state's highest court. I guess we're coming up on a breakup.
Jeffrey Deskovic. Class. The only thing they could have done to make this worse is they could have executed him. That's the only thing they could have done. Are you as angry as I am? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you're listening to the Jeffrey Deskovic story. And if you'd like to learn more about him, and if you'd like to go to his website, you can go to Deskovic.org, DeskovicDot org, or you can go to USAPreparers.com, page one, top of the page. There's an article about him. You'll see it. You can click on the links there. It'll take you to his websites. And if you'd like, at the bottom of the page one, there's an ongoing link that remains where you see the instructors, and you can click on the link there, and it'll take you to his website. Jeffrey Deskovic, you were talking about 7 appeals, all denied. It kind of sounds like the system is operating under collusion. Please continue.
Yes, so I filed in federal court. And the problem I ran into there was that 1 year prior, Congress had passed and President Clinton had signed into law the Anti-Terrorism Effective Death Penalty Act, which in relevant part stated that all state prisoners would have to file in 1 year to file in federal court after being denied by their state's highest court. The confusion in the court system around this new rule centered around how would the new rule apply to cases that were already in the system. And so different jurisdictions were answering the question differently. So my lawyer called the court clerk and asked for clarification as to whether my petition would have to be, just simply sent in the mail, postmarked on the due date, or if it would have to be physically filed and in the building on the due date. quote-unquote told my attorney was enough that the petition simply be postmarked. But that turned out to be inaccurate. As a result of that, my petition arrived 4 days too late. And former Westchester County District Attorney and Attorney General candidate of New York, who now has two judge shows on television, Jeanine Pirro, her office took the position that those 4 days were more important than the fact that I was arguing my innocence and urged the court to simply rule that I was late, which is what the court did. So now I had to rule. That's how I lost there. I challenged that ruling at the Federal Court of Appeals, which at that time included future United States Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Her and her colleague Rosemary Pooler, they upheld that ruling twice, and then the U.S. Supreme Court declined to give me permission to appeal to them. That's how I lost all seven of my appeals, primarily on technical ground rather than getting any substantive rulings other than that first time. Then after that, I was turned down for parole. Ultimately, I was cleared after 16 years because I wound up in touch with the Innocence Project. By now, Pirro had left office, and her predecessor allowed me to have further DNA testing, which it revealed the actual perpetrator, whose DNA was only in the system because left free while I was doing time for his crime. He struck again, killing another victim, a woman who was a mother, a school teacher, and a mother of two. So from there, he admitted he was the one who committed the crime, and he also admitted it to a reporter on video camera. On September 20th, 2006, my conviction was overturned, and I was released, went back to court on November 2nd, 2006, where all the charges against me were dismissed on the grounds of factual innocence.
Did you get any apologies from any of these individuals who were involved?
No. No, the people who apologized, I mean, the judge and the prosecutor in the courtroom, but they weren't their counterparts who were originally involved in my conviction. Nobody who had anything to do with what happened to me ever apologized.
Speaks volumes. Absolutely speaks volumes. And, okay, so Jeffrey Deskovic, what are you up to right now? What's on your agenda?
A couple of years ago, I was able to receive some financial compensation with some of the parties that I sued. And to briefly recount, I sued the Legal Aid Society of Westchester for deficient representation. They settled with me. I sued Peekskill. They settled with me. I sued Westchester County because it was their medical examiner who committed the fraud, and they settled with me. I also sued Putnam County because it was their polygraphist, Daniel Stevens. Him I didn't settle. That's where the upcoming civil rights trial is going to take place. I guess we'll get into that in a moment. But my point is that I took some of the funds that I received and I started the Jeffrey Deskovic Foundation for Justice, whose purpose is to help similarly people who are in the same position that I once was.
Good for you. This is a story of right and wrong. The system's wrong. The little guy got beat up, wrongfully, and he's coming back, and he's helping others. I'm proud of you.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, What do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class. Many of us will be celebrating Independence Day this weekend. Many have fought and died for our independence, independence from oppression. The case we're talking about today is a case of supreme oppression of an individual. The system, the oppressive system, ganged up on him and beat him up. And through diligence and not giving up, he survived. And he's out to help his fellow man. who are experiencing the same kind of oppression that he did. So this weekend, when you celebrate Independence Day, you're not celebrating a specific day called the 4th day of July. That's not what you're celebrating. You're celebrating Independence Day. It angers me when people say, hey, we're celebrating the 4th of July. No, we're not. We're celebrating Independence Day. And you can be independent. And had that juror who succumbed to the pressures of wanting to go home for Christmas and not... It just makes me... I'm speechless. I am absolutely speechless that we would give in and let wrongs happen. Remember when you celebrate Independence Day that you can be independent. You can say no to the system. You can do the right thing. You can do the right thing. I have never... This is the first time that I've sat behind this microphone and not moved. The first time. I'm speechless and I can't move. Normally I get up, make phone calls, do all kinds of things. It's the first time, going on 4 years, that I haven't moved. I'm that outraged. I'm that angry. I'm that stunned. I'm that numb. This is literally the only thing that they could have done to Jeffrey that they didn't do. I mean, he was malnourished. He told me the story that in order to eat good food, he had to buy ramen. Ramen noodles. Heck. He can't survive on that. That was better than what he was being fed. Jeffrey, I applaud you for setting up your foundation, using the monies that you've gotten from those who have committed wrongs against you. Now, you've sued multiple parties, and the ones who have had a hand in your wrongful conviction, you sued the Peekskill Police, the Westchester County, New York, the county, because of the fraud by the medical examiner. You sued your public defender and your polygraphist. Now, you settled with all of them except your polygraphist. Why?
Because I consider the polygraphist to be the most morally culpable. He was the but-for man, meaning but for him, the actions of the other people would not have made a difference, meaning that prior to his stepping in, the Peekskill Police were not able to get a confession from me, despite numerous interactions with me leading up, you know, prior to the day of when they took me to Brewster. And had they not gotten the confession from me, then the case would have never gotten in front of the prosecutor. And had it not gotten in front of the prosecutor, the medical examiner could not have had a hand in anything. And had I not been arrested, then the public defender would have had nothing to do with me. So I want to make a full public record of exactly. I want to fully expose everything that was done. Only about half of the things have been in the public domain. I want to expose exactly what happened. I want people to come in. I want it to be a complete record so that people, experts, and even lay people can come in and study the case. Because I'm going to post everything online. Once the trial is finished, every single document that had to do with this litigation will be posted on Deskovic.org, on the website. I want experts to come in, people come in and study the case. That can't happen if I don't have a trial. I'm quite sure, Vince, I'm not the only victim by Putnam County Sheriff's Investigator Daniel Stevens. I want other people that he victimized to hear of my case and to come out of the woodwork. And I want my case to the additional exposure and the record to help spur on changes in the law that are needed, including videotaping interrogations, the importance of DNA testing, overhauling the public defender system. None of those things can happen if I settle.
I applaud you. And that polygraphist's name is Daniel Stevens, D-A-N-I-E-L, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. Jeffrey, if you don't mind, if you could send me some information about Daniel Stevens, I'll help make him famous also.
That would be wonderful. I want to expose him. I want to expose him and everybody. So absolutely, I will send information.
Yeah, I'd like to get some pictures of him so that, you know, seriously, Jeffrey Deskovic, if that guy Daniel Stevens' life were made miserable, that's not enough. That's not enough for what he's done.
I think everybody should know exactly what he did. And as I said, you know, he I'm sure I'm not the only person that he did this to. You know, in fact, there's at least one other case where I'm aware of, that of Anthony DiPippo and Andy Krivak, who are still wrongfully imprisoned, who Stevens helped wrongfully convict using that polygraph machine. And, you know, there was an alternative suspect who was a serial rapist, you know, who initially the police were focused on, and suddenly Stevens steps in with his polygraph, and these other two guys, you know, wind up going down for it. So that's at least one case, but I'm sure that there are others as well.
Jeffrey, I have not asked you this off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to ask you this, and if you don't want to answer, that's fine. But I have some really wonderful friends in behind the microphone, and they have radio shows. Are you interested in going on other shows as well? And if you are,
yes.
How does that happen?
I want to go on as many different shows as I possibly can, and then some radio, television, you know, podcast, whatever. You name it. Okay. If it exists, I want to do it.
Let me tell you how this works. People who are on USAPreparis.com, they're guys that, you know, the biggest names in broadcast watch what we do. And then we can help our instructors go on the air with some of the very, very largest broadcasts in the country. And I am anxious to make that happen. Joyce Riley is a friend of mine. Sam Bushman. Aaron Dakins. And there are others. John Moore. John Statmiller. This will cross multiple networks. And we'll do everything we can to help get this word out. And I will do that. And I'll start this afternoon right after this broadcast in making that happen. So, and class, if you're interested, Deskovic.org. D-E-S-K-O-V-I-C. Deskovic.org. It's also on the website, usapreparis.com, page one. And there's always a link to Jeffrey Deskovic. It's been up for over a year now on the website, usapreparis.com, in the instructor section. Jeffrey, you've got, you have some money that you received as part of settlement, if you will.
Yes.
And you've got that in your foundation. Now, you're using that money you were awarded for serving 16 years in prison, while others were gainfully employed, making money, saving money, buying a house. You've been denied of all those things. Now you're using some of that money, about $1.5 million, to help others. Tell us what that's all about, please.
I can't forget about the people who I metaphorically left behind. My case, unfortunately, is not an isolated example. Wrongful convictions happen much more frequently than most of us are aware. I know what it's. Most of the organizations in the field will only take on a case if it involves DNA. So, to me, there's a large population who are not being served. I mean, all the DNA-oriented organizations turned away from me initially. So I saw a void in the system, and, you know, I want to take what happened to me and take some kind of silver lining from it, make something good happen. So that's why I started the organization. We have four prongs. We raise awareness. We seek changes in the law. We try to exonerate people who are both in DNA and non-DNA cases, and we help them reintegrate on the back end. We've been around for 2 years, Vince. I'm happy to share that we helped. We did help exonerate somebody, William Lopez, who had been incarcerated wrongfully for 23 and a half years. We assisted him. We came into his case in the last year. It's kind of like a building being built that's missing a section, and we put that section in, and so he was exonerated. We helped two other people gain release on parole without their having to falsely admit guilt, whereas normally if you assert innocence at the board, rather than take responsibility and express remorse, that results in automatic denial. So we were able to, we had a hand in getting their freedom. Obviously the goal is to exonerate them, but we believe in parole as a stopgap measure. So when it's available, so we help get a hand into other people's freedom that way. I've done a lot of presentations across the country at professional organizations. I've spoken in front of judicial conferences, police conferences, district attorney organizations, public defender organizations, the bar, just high schools and colleges. But also I've lobbied for some changes. I've testified to the Connecticut State Legislature, New York State Legislature on measures that will prevent wrongful convictions. Currently, I'm in addition to the foundation, I'm also an advisory board member of a coalition organization called It Can Happen to You, which is made up of many different individual organizations that are working together on legislation in New York which would prevent false allegations as well as wrongful convictions. So we're pushing a bill which would set up a commission of prosecutorial conduct, an advisory board member of another group called the Center for Prosecutor Integrity. So we're pushing a bill federally which would require open file discovery and would remove immunity from federal prosecutors who withheld evidence. So I've lobbied some in D.C. doing that.
You're a busy guy, and I'm delighted to know you. When we come back, Jeffrey, can you spend a minute talking about incentivized witnessing? Incentivized witnessing.
Absolutely.
And what changes would you make to the public defender system? We'll be right back. Jeffrey Deskovic, Deskovic.org, Deskovic.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be slight. One of today's hot. Keep it. God, you're. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you've been listening to the Jeffrey Deskovic story. Corruption at the highest levels are involved. The system that we have been led to believe that is there to protect and serve us, has failed us. Here is an incredible example. I hope that you share this with friends and family. It's that important. It could happen to you. We have a rule in our house. Never call 911. Never call 911. Because when the cops get involved, bad things happen. And this is a perfect example of how bad it could get. Jeffrey, incentivized witnessing. Please tell us about that.
That's when a witness receives an incentive, a reward, in exchange for testimony.
That's been the cause of wrongful convictions in 15% of the 300-and-something DNA-proven wrongful convictions. That might take the form of somebody receiving a financial reward or getting either not being charged at all with a crime or having the prison having their time reduced. The reason why that's such a dangerous practice is because when people are caught red-handed committing crimes, they don't have any truthful information to trade on. They sometimes will falsely implicate other people. The reforms in this area would include a corroboration requirement, meaning that nobody should be convicted based solely on the word of an informant. That also wearing of a wire, so that these dubious jailhouse confessions in which people seemingly freely discuss having committed serious crimes with people that they've just known for a couple of weeks or months, so we can be sure that these conversations actually taken place.
You know, the system is fraught with problems. It really is. what comes to mind as you say this, Jeffrey, is, you know, on television, okay, you know, you're going to jail unless, or you're going to prison unless you tell me everything you know. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes.
And so someone who may not have information says, well, it really wasn't me. It was Jeffrey. Jeffrey did it. Grasping at straws, anything to protect himself. Are there any other changes that, or are there changes that you would recommend for the public defender system? It sounds like that failed you too.
Everything failed me. Yes. So in terms of the public defender system, firstly, I think there should be one statewide system in each state, which would enable there to be quality control and oversight, so that there was some centralized entity so that watching, so that if someone performs a deficient representation, they wouldn't be left in place to do the same thing again. I think that we should limit the caseload. I mean, in certain places in New York, for example, it's not unusual for one public defender to simultaneously represent 120 people. We need to have equal pay for both sides so that the best talent doesn't go to one side or into private practice. The difference between, you know, the difference in quality between a public defender and someone who has a private attorney is like night and day. We need to have an even economic playing field between the prosecutor's office and the public defender's office. Prosecutor has an almost unlimited budget with which to hire investigators and experts, whereas a public defender has to ask judges to allocate discretionary funding for those. Usually those requests are denied by judges who feel pressure from the county in order to keep the cost down.
Jeffrey, many, many years ago, I was a landlord, and I was suing to evict a tenant who hadn't paid rent in 6, 8, 9 months. And I was waiting for the court case to begin. I was in the lobby there, and this young man ran in. He said, are you Mr. Failing? I said, yes. Who are you? He said, I'm your attorney. I said, are you prepared? He said, I've got the file right here. I'm going to read it. I said, you're fired. I've seen what you're talking about. I've seen it at a very low level. Jeffrey Deskovic. Deskovic.org. Deskovic.org. Jeffrey, you've got a radio show, and if you tell me about it, I'll post that information on the website. We're out of time. Jeffrey Deskovic, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me on, Vincent.
It's great to know you, my friend. We'll do it again.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.